Shusha Gimari. We're holding by Simon Shinya Bay, the Sugya of Kavod Avrius. The first question always is Kavod Avrius a Sugya of Hotcho or Sugya of Duchoyo? That means you know the Sugya of Asayde Chalois, say, the Sugya of Yavamas, Shim Shim Asakta, Daf Yaimi. The child among the Yushalim of Paiskim, Asayde Chalois, say, is that a Din Duchoyo or Hotcho? Meaning, is it better than Issa over here, but like Mitlatol of Akai? Or is it they say there is no Issa at all? So over there, by Seder Chalaisa say, they come up the place and they call the Suga of Hotra. You have another example by Rukuach Nefesh. You have a Chir to Oybi Yisurim, without the idea of a Chai Bam. So the Chalaisa among the Yisurim is a Hotra of Dukhuya. And where the Mishabu of Paskin, Simon Shinchot Ches, they kiss the Suga of Dukhuya. So how do you look at Kavod Avrius? Is Kavod Avrius a Suga of Hotra or Suga of Dukhuya? So by us, in the Suga and Payalach Lameis, the Gemara brings down, how do you know Godel Kavod Avrius Doicha Loisei Shibutaira, and by the abundance is Doicha Ibn Mekum Vasei. So the Gemara says it then, and Rashi brings down the Mekum for the Suga of the Zalamto. The Zalamto. There's a question why Rashi brings down the Pasuk from Godel Kivayger Luchua, that's a Din of Kum Vasei. It's nice and very clear we have the idea of Kavod Avrius is being Doicha Loisei Shibutaira by Sheva Taisa. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is Doicha. Sounds like it's a Dechiyah Ba'alma, but Be'etzem it's Mitlatol V'Koy. However, you have to realize there are two different sugyas in regard to being Doicha. There's the Loisei of the Torah, and there's the Din D'Rabbanon. That means the Dechiyah we say it by two different times. Side by the Raisa, side by the Rabbanons. Come on, Numus Achrayim, the one Taino, even if you're going to say by the Raisa, it's only Dechiyah, but might say by the Rabbanons, why should the Rabbanon put on Ister Rabbanon, then take it off and leave it there? Mice do not put it there. Therefore, Achronim want Taino, and the Gedah of the Rabbanon is a valid Nichon the Gedah of Hotcho, not a Loshon of the Chuyo. One way they point out is by us in Sif Yod, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara discussing by the case of a Moshev of the Beis HaKisei, putting it one top of another, Yavaya Mitzah the Sugyo Binin Arai, a Din Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Binin Arai, Lord Gozu Bari Rabbanon. There's no Gzera over here. Says the Mechaber brings out the Gemara, like Gozu Bari Rabbanon. There's no Gzera. That means they want Taina, even if you want Taina, that the idea of Kavod Avrius is only the Chuyo, which is Lodin. But the Rabbanon's, why should they put it here? The Lashon of the Gemara and the Mechaber is like Gozu, there's a Din of Hutcher over here. Maybe one nafkin is, when a person does something inside of Kavod Avrius, does he have to do Tshuva? They bet him do that Veyo, but it's Chuyo over here, or Hutcher, it didn't Tshuva over here. So there's a Chavos Yor and Tshuva in Simon Reish Lama Vav. He says two cases, side by Bekoach Nefesh, and side by Kavod Avrius, that didn't Tshuva. So by Bekoach Nefesh, we'll get to Be'ez HaShem and Simon Shnuchav Ches, because the place can argue, you have a Chiv, Asr Chai Behem. But by Kavod Avrius is no Chiv, you have a Heter. Maybe there is a didn't Tshuva. But those one time, the whole Chavos Yor discussing only negate the Sugya of their Isis. But by the Rabbanans, since it's a Hotcho, Hashis, there is no didn't Tshuva. However, coming on the Tosfos Shabbos, the beginning of the Siman Aleph Shinya Beis of Katan Aleph, he brings down the Chavos Yor and get to our Sugya, which is a case of Tiltul of Muksa, of Drabanans, of itself from Kamel Shus Suyachid. So you see the Tosfos Shabbos says when the person does Kavod Avrius as a Heter, still you have a Chiv of Tshuva over here. Worked down by the Mincha Shabbos, Nei Zisrael, and others. Asad Hashem, you come on the Big Day Yesha, he says, he quotes the Chavos Yor, he says, why should that be? Where's the Makar? Because that we don't see it anywhere. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. And then with the Kavachayim, when he brings it down, the Stimus of place, giving me learn on the page, Taz, Magavram, Prim Godem, Mishtabur, no one brings down the Din Tshuva over here. Certainly, Miyuch in the case of the Abundance, why should there be a case of Tshuva? And therefore, when the person does something inside the Sugya of Kavod Avrius, there is no Din, the person has to go do Tshuva. Another point, what really defines Kavod Avrius? That means one question everyone discusses, do you look at Klalius, what people say is a Kavod Avrius? Or do you look at Kol Yachid Yachid? Every personal person, how his perception is in his surroundings. That means the Gemara's case of Be'alpha and Be'ez is discussing when a person, he has food stuck between his teeth. The Gemara says, can you take and create a toothpick to take out the food? The Gemara brings down, the Chumash says, you cannot take out only from a Michael Behemoth, otherwise if a Bayam tell the Sugya Mukso. Even though the son of Kavod Avrius, says Gemara, I Kavod Avrius. Says Gemara, because since Adam is Kriyas Yudasa, in a certain place, you should have prepared beforehand this toothpick, the fact that he did not do it over here, therefore we won't have the head to have Kavod Avrius. Says the Mechaber, you want to use a toothpick on Shabbos only for the case of Michael Behemo. Says the Mishnah over there, according to the Magar Avraham, it's according to Dalet. But let's say you go to a place you were not planning to go eat. Your friend invites you. You go to Kiddush. And what happens? You have food stuck between your teeth. Says the Mishnah over there, you want to use a toothpick that's not Michael Behemo, a rack on the floor, a toothpick that's Mukhtar. Says the Mishnah, the mice that's Mutter. The only reason why the Gemara is being Machmer is because you Kaveh Sudasai. Replacing not Kaveh Sudasai, the mice, you let it take Mukhtar to clean your teeth. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, but let's say in a place she'ainin nechshav loy zegnai. Let's say he personally does not bother him. People around him, it bothers him. He has poo between his teeth. Him, his personality does not care. Says the Mishnah Berurah, also. That means Mishnah Berurah clearly defines the definition of kavanah bias is it depends upon the person. Boy, we see in Simon Gimel, Mishnah Berurah sukkah yud beis discussing when a person's talus is puzzled. Can you go weird if he's embarrassed in front of other people, not wearing a talus over here? So he says, but he says very clearly in the Mishnah Berurah that called Tali Berotzen Ish, depend upon the person. If you're embarrassed, says Mishnah Berurah, you can wear it without a bracha. If you're not embarrassed, he says you cannot wear it. So Mishnah Berurah is very clear, at least one way, that even if the tzibur will have a baya, a heter of Kavanah Bias, if you personally not embarrassed, you won't have the heter. Now it's not clear the other way. Let's say that Tzibur over here is not embarrassed, he personally has an ogre, that he is embarrassed. You can argue Shtark is in the Kavanah Bias, but it's not clear that way. There's only one way we see the Mishnah moving down, that we go after Kol Yachid V'Yachid, that if you're not embarrassed, you won't have the head of Kavanah Bias. Another column Kavanah Bias is, let's say you have a heter to do something, you do an Isser, Tilta Mukhtar, Shinoi, do a Melacha, but you have another option of going to your neighbor, for example, you have no tissues in the house. You have to use toilet paper, it might be mukhtar, you want to rip it, machinery, do a melacha beer, or you go knock your neighbor's door and say, can I borrow tissues? Do you have a din, a responsibility to go borrow from your neighbors? Void, it's 3 in the morning. Also, you have a responsibility to go to your neighbors and go get it. So come along the Berch Zehuda, he says, this is for Kal Kal Tchilo, before you have a din to go to your neighbors, why be over your serum on Skav the Brias? There's a head over here, a Kal Kal Tchilo. Before I write not that way, is that there's a sugya by Kuach Nefesh. Coming from Shabbos Zalm, Tshuva, and Cheshlem, and Alef, and Zayin, that he printed by Chayav. He discusses it's 3 in the morning, and you need hot water in your house, and you have no hot water, you have to do an act of Bishul Deraiso. You need a light in your house, and your neighbor has a flashlight already going. Do you have a chiyuv to go to your neighbor, and to wake him up, and get the hot water that's cooked already? Act of Bishul, ready? He has an urn in his house. Not only that, because of Shlomo Zalman, you knock on the door, does he have to give it to you? Say, yeah, you want my hot water? I don't want to. You have a head to go cook water. Say, Shlomo Zalman, you have no din, a chiv to go to him, and he has no chiv to give it to you. He has the chiv of what a kuch nefesh to save a life. The life can be saved. He has no chiv to save you from your sirim. So let's analyze it. By the kuch nefesh, say, Shlomo Zalman, you do not go to your neighbor, and if you go to your neighbor, he does not have to go give it to you. And the kuch nefesh din der eisel, and the sugya dechuyo, Kavanah Bias by Dindra Abonin, so you have Chotcha but also you want to go to your neighbors. And then, even if you went to your neighbor, left that place to give you tissues. Might be nice, he should. Of course, he should. Lechuap is far, you do not have to go to him, and if you even go to him, left that place to go give it to you. Noch HaKlal. Come with the Taisu Shabbos and Simon Shinra Beis. He wants a Taino, that once Chazal will matter things, it stays the Heter. That means, Bizmana Chazal rocks a mutter. To go to the base of Kisei, today you figure out how to use these racks, I have no idea what it means. And Echnami, today racks are also mutter. Maisa, they point out, first of all, Hinla Shitosi, Tresh Shabbos says it didn't shuv over here. It's a chiddush, because the Chuyah heals only the Sudhi of the Chuyah. Void, Stam, Shah, Pleshkin does not seem to be this way. Void, Mishmu, Simon, Shin, Gimel, Simon, Shin, Simon, Yud, Gimel seems to argue the Tresh Shabbos. Bechura, the idea of Kavah Brias is practically every generation, every Metzias, and we don't have a head to the Chazal. So first we said 5 points that we already. Number one, the loch of Kavanah Bias, least by the Rabbanon, is to give Hotro. Number two, that those ones say that the Chiyav Tshuva, passions by the case of Kavanah Bias, there is no Din Tshuva, Simon Sapaiskim. Number three, the idea of Kavanah Bias goes after Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Number four, there is no Chiyav to go to Shachay, and Agama might be the better thing to go do over here. And number five, once Chazal was Mekel, does not mean you have the Heter, we have to go after practically every generation. Now, negate the lochas. Again, the Gemara is very clear. We have the din of Kavanah Bias, Edoicha, Loisei, Shevet Torah. And also, it's Doicha, the Rabbanon become Rasei. Now, how many Rabbanons can it be Doicha? Speaks out to be Halacha, according to Yeshua Yaakov. We see over here that we'll be Metalkal Moksa, number one. And number two, we can also go from Carmelus to Yeshua Yaakov, the two Rabbanons. So you see, there is no Chilik, whether it's one Rabbanon, two Rabbanons. Mice, you'll have a heter of the Sugar of Kovod Abrius. Well, you look up at the Pim Gordon, the way he says it over, his words are, Af Kamal Lavin Vasein Drabalim, Numus Lavin Vaseis is no difference, you have a heter of Kovod Abrius. Now, there is a Chiddush of the Pim Gordon in Simon Shinchas. You want to title, when a person is Persheya on what he did. The example of Pim Gordon is when a person hangs up his coat on a case of a Menorah. The Loch is to take it off, will make the Muxa move back and forth. You want to tell you the person will have no head to take off the coat. A Gami wants to go outside, and the Bushi goes outside without his coat in the freezing weather. So you want to tell you, number one, if you have Bashaya, you want on the heter. But number two, he says the fact that you created that aspect, you're going to get a knas against him. Now, it's substance in the place, and they don't seem to be known as Pirim Godom. But the Mai says, he's certainly, if you have Bashaya, we're going to be Mahmer.
I think
I think it's a little bit different.
It's all right, it's not culture.
I don't think so. Now, in this din that we have a heter of the Rabbanans, there are different Rabbanans out there. The Sugya, very clear, we have a total muksa, heter of Kabbalah Brias. The Sugya of Mekamlis, which is the Yochid, which we pass like El Rabba, we have a heter over here. What about other Rabbanans that Etzim aren't derises that we can turn to the Rabbanans? We have three simple cases. We have a case of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, the Pula is a deraisa. You're not talking about his Tachlis, it's the Rabbanan. We have a second Kimto that the act is deraisa, you do it Bashinoi, it's the Rabbanan. And the third case that you do it will be deraisa, the guy is a Shuas Rabbanan. There are three things about Esam and deraisas that you can change to the Rabbanans. That if you get a Rabbanan, it'll have a heter covered abrius. So one is first a case of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Melacha Tzimin Shin Yun Aleph and Tzir Beis. The Mechav brings down a case where there are a Mesis Masriach. And you want to bring it out to Shusha Rabbim. Shusha Rabbim is deraisa. But why are you bringing it out for? The Gemara is very clear. It's a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. So do you have a heter of bringing a mace outside of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay of Tzkavad Abrius? Says the Mechaber, the first sheet, there is no heter. Says the Mishnah Berura, brings down two reasons. One is, you said when you learn Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, Api the Ran, is that every Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay has a get of a deraisa. Because if it's in the pula, you're doing it a pula deraisa. I can't be not doing it as tachlis. We'll give it again to the Raisa, the Ran Shita, the Ran's Chomro. Voice of the Mishnah Berura, we know by now in the Mechaber there are always two Shitas of Shimon and Yudo. And the Mechaber brings down the Rambam Shita of Yudo is Machma by Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. For this reason, we have a reason to be, we have a smart in Machma more by Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay as being choshes for the Rambam Shita. So it comes out number one, they get the case of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay by the Rabbanans, because from Maisa are Machma. Number two, let's say it's a case of a deraiso, but you made a drabana ade shinoi. That means, for example, Mishmu by Os of Kotel Bob, he says, you get to ripping toilet paper, he sends you what he writes in Simon Shemim Sifid Gimel. Over there, Mishmu says, rip toilet paper, even is a deraiso. He says, a case of Korea, someone say, Asma Sakamono, or other reasons, even is a deraiso. When you rip toilet paper, Bishinoi, would you have a head of covered abrius? Very simple question. It's a mlocha deraiso, they turn to two way drabana. Says or Olitzian, you want to tell only Muksa that the Ikir is a Drabonon. If it starts with the Deraisa and switches to Rabbonons, like Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay of Machmer, also by Shinans will be Machmer. Maisa, Biknes Ram did not go this way. One Marmor you can discuss, and Sif Zayin, Mishmu discusses a case where you have this rock and you want to smooth it out to go use it. Mishmu says, do it Kalachayad. It's a Kon Chok, he says, do it Kalachayad. The question is, why is saying doing Kalachayad? You could say he's saying it's on the Sugya of Kovod Abrius. You read the Mishmur slowly, it sounds like he's saying it do a Klachiyad, it's on the Sugya of Sakono. That means not the head of Kovod Abrius is being matirat, the Klachiyad of Shinoi, the Sugya of Sakono is being matirat. But we have another Mishmur in Simon Shinuchah Beis, called Yud Beis, bringing down the Prima Godim, and discussing back the case of the Kisa by the toothpick. Again, the Gemara is very clear, you have no heter when you're set in your own house. Koyveh, Sudasa, Olov, and therefore you should use the toothpick before Shabbos, or you might have a behemoth. But let's say you're in someone else's house, they invite you to a Kiddush, says the Mishabruah, you'll have a head to use Muksa. Says the Mishabruah, but let's say you have a toothpick that cannot be used right now unless you break it. You have to create something. To create a toothpick, over the Isteraisa of a Sakamono. Says the Mishabruah, do a Beyad. Do it with your hand. Why be hand? It's a shinoi. To do a shinoi onto creating a toothpick on the second mono, you'll have a heter of kavod abrius. Therefore, we have a clear Mishnah Berurah that says, by deraisa, that you switch to a bonn bit shinoi, you have a heter of kavod abrius. Therefore, it's forming down the way in the Shmir Shabbos, Yabi Oimer, Orfa Shabbos, Shabbos, and others, that by the case of a deraisa, of a shinoi that we change it to a bonn, you would have a heter of kavod abrius. The third akimto of a meal anochi. Now first, the get a meal anochi, the basic halacha, assuming everyone knows, the simon shin zayin sefei, the loch is a shvus to shvus is mutter, either by case of mokha mitzvah, or tzar chaybri, or mitzvah schoili. That means you tell a goy to do a melacha to a bonin, it's mutter. What about you tell a goy to do a melacha of melacha she ain't svich l'gufay as kovar abriyas? What's a melacha she ain't svich l'gufay is more chomer? You tell a goy to do a melacha she ain't svich l'gufay, would have a heta as kovar abriyas? Is that a shvus to shvus? So it says the Torah Yisrael Mishnayis, he's discussing a case of a person has mud all over his clothing. To take it off when it's dry, he's doing an act of teichin over here. It's a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufay. So that's Torah Yisrael, go tell a guy to go do it. So shvus to shvus, but mokum kavod abrius. Therefore, loch l'mais and mishibru and simen shen mem. Says, al yidei guy is mutter. Says the Sharatin, why is it mutter? It's a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufay, al yidei guy is shvus to shvus, l'mais it's mutter. Give the Pesach a very clear, the ger to guy. Of a deraisa, of melacha she'en tzrich l'gufay, that's silly mutter. Now the question can take it a step further. Let's say it's not a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufay. Tell a guy to melacha deraisa mamish. The Sholem Meshiv has a maisel. The person Leliam Kippur, he went to the bathroom with his kittel on. He comes out and sees on his kittel there's tzoya all over it. Now you have to wear him kippur your kittel. He's embarrassed not to wear it. To go take off the tzoya, you have to do an issa deraisa of melabin. What to go do? Can you go tell a guy to go wash the kittel on Yom Kippur? You have a heter of kavod abrius. Says the Sholem Meshiv, gadol kavod abrius of a meal and nochri and do an is deraisa, you also have a heter. We're talking by the Neis Yisrael, Menchus Shabbos, Kav HaChaim, and Be'etzim they point out, beforehand the Chavos Yoha has come out the same case. They point out you have a heter of a meal and nochri, why? A meal and nochri is a derabonon, a kavod abrius is derich a derabonon mekum v'asei, a gam the guy is doing a melacha deraisa. Now others point out, do we have a right from the Mishnah Berurah against this? That's by Neis on Shabbos. We're talking about wearing a kittel, not the same thing relative. No. So the question is there a right from the Mishnah against this? The Mishnah again says, you have dirt on your clothing, you want to do an act of Teichen, Blach HaShem, Sikh Lugufa, Yamil and Ochi, you have a Shvus to Shvus and Mutter. He only says Shvus to Shvus and Mutter, Yamil and Ochi, by Kavod Abriyas. It's not say a case of Deraisa. Yet you go back and forth, there's a clear right. Maybe that was a kimt over there, maybe that was one Mekel that month. The way Teichen and Lachas want to say, to make a smaller Kavod Abriyas, you can make a Shvus to Shvus, but more Kavod Abriyas, maybe you have a Heta, even a Yamil and Deraisa. Not clear. Yeah, Mishmura says, he says, he writes those words. So there is a Mavucha that friend discussed, is the Mishmura against the Sholem Meshiv or not? Not that clear. So Maisa comes out, we said three cases over here. Negeret HaMelacha Hashem Tzrich L'Gufay, for you to go do it, Maisa V'Machmer. To do a Shinoi, Peskim HaMekel, after Abonim. Melacha Hashem Tzrich L'Gufay, a Mil Enochi, Be'ikil Esfami Mekel, Agam L'Lodim HaFakrik to be Mekel. To speak out different cases, some of them are massive kedushim. Let's say you have a shalom zoch in your house, you have a kiddush in your house, and you forgot to have soda there, drinks there. People are embarrassed to have a kiddush, no drinks. Can you go tell a guy to go buy drinks, buying it only in Mechel, Mam Chad, Indra, Abonon? Tell us you give Kavod Abrius.
How's it going
to
open the Bible?
That's Emeskavim. Emeskavim, situation by Goyim, Mais's mutter. So no problem, isn't going to open it up. Can you go tell a guy to go buy drinks? Come over simple bottom, the sefer on Mil and Ochri, and he says that's a certain kavod abrius, and tell a guy to go to the store and go buy drinks. Why human dignity? You have a simcha and you're embarrassed. You have no drinks over there. You took it. They said what the get of kavod abrius is. Even a situation lacking drinks by a simcha. That's his example.
Does he have to ask, or someone else can ask for?
No, he can ask straight out.
So does he have to ask, or someone else can ask? For? Like the caterer ask.
He come out. He could say another svara. You can argue that's true or not true, but he came out. He writes as kavod abrius. What? It's a yeah, because it's a meal and offering one shvus and buying another shvus. Another example he has over there. Let's say your fire alarm goes off, your smoke alarm goes off. Come to the police, stop by, and fire companies come by. Finally, check out everything. Baruch Hashem is fine. Now they come over to you and say, what's the code to show off the lamb? And you're like, I can't tell you, I'm male and offi. And the lamb is going, woo, and all your neighbors are like, come on, to shut the lamb already. So do you have a head to go tell the guy to go shut the lamb over here? So Simon Bar has a couple of reasons. One reason, he says, you're embarrassed and your neighbors are looking upon you. Even in a Jewish neighborhood, there's no bayas to give Eva over here. It really bothers you, embarrassed it, you have a head to go cover the Brias.
Well, why is it
done
so well? It's in the code.
You're telling he's doing it for you. It's your machine, and he can only do your machine without you, with you telling it to him. But look, it's Simon Shin Zayin. If he needs you to go do it, definitely get him a meal and offering. Oh, so I said a goyish one for sure. Don't know. May you never find out. Rabbi Shapiro says about it also. I might show you years ago. My family had a extended family was making an offer for a chasno, and the shul where the offer was, they forgot to bring the pekalach. Now, this mishpacha over here, they live in Flatbush. Flatbush, everyone knows, right off Washington Parkway, according to Moshe, the Dindarashal Kuliyamo. And the question was, the pekalach were in the car. Could we ask a guy to open up the car door, which is no problem, it's at the light, and if it's come to Gracia by a guy's mutter, then take it out of the car, go through a Shisravim, and put it inside the shul. That was the shayla. So me and my car were sent to go to the Rav of the shul to down this question in front of him. Do we have a hetter over here? And I mentioned the Rav, of Simcha Bama's hetter by Kiddush, by the drinks, go tell God, go buy it. Now, you have to realize, first of all, the halacha over here, we're not discussing derisives, because we've been ikka paskin, which is yochid, to which is yochid, derech which is rabbim, as a ged of a derabbanon. So iskin going to go take is only iskin do a mirror of a derabbanon, aleph. Let's say he himself stops. Yeah.
It's his choice.
And if he stops, it's his choice. It's a daitan and afshay, it's not you to tell him to go do it. So, maisa, we down in front of the rabb, we tell the guy to take out the open on the car door, take it out to bring it to the shul. So the Rav says, I know this mishpacha. I know personally, in general, I would not say yes, but this specific case, I happen to know that the mother of the chassid was not going to show up to shul the next day, among other noshim, and the Rav knew the mishpacha, and said, yes, in this case, you have had to cover the brias. You have had to. I'm male and ochi, no problem over here. You can take another case. Let's say the lights go off by Shalom Zocher, by Shev Rochas. Can you tell the guy to go put it back on? Is there a head to betas you can cover the brias? So again, besides you pashtus, the same svara applies. You have cover the brias, but the chur here you have more svaras. Maybe the whole chashmal v'lo diabonon, like you think shvoshes makom sarik gadol or makom mitzvah, but maybe simach nabal itashit over here. And therefore, the svaram say they can tell the guy to go upon light, better tell him to do b'shinoi, so they never tell. Who does betas after my regular? It's his own das over here. The chur. What?
You did something wrong? Why
did it cause
embarrassment? You're embarrassing your bayis shehev rochus and you're in the hole and there's no lights.
Why would it be better?
You're obviously not a girl, Baruch Hashem.
Why would it be better,
Mishina? Mishina makes sense. Why? Because everyone agrees by a drop on and a milochi is better. The motor. The rice is a Shiloh.
We're talking about Durban at best.
Why are you talking about Durban at best? The rice has nish. So that's why it's better Durban than Dubashima. But these are cases how far they extend the side of Kavdabias. Now, the Gertar Sugil, it comes out we have three ways of using a Beis HaKisei, three different situations. You have a Beis HaKisei that's a personal bathroom. Let's say, for example, you go to a hotel and you're the only one in the room, it's your personal bathroom. Or you're at home and your wife and family went, wherever they went to America, and you're staying home by yourself. So you have the bathroom by yourself. That's one akimto. The second akimto, you're home with your family. It's personal, but you have family there. Not too personal. You have a third case, you have a bathroom, tziburi, publicly. So the Gemara comes out to pay alpha and beis that there's a chil between the case of the kisam, the toothpick, versus the case of Beis HaKisei. The chilk is by the kisam, odm kver mokam sudosa, and therefore it had to appear before, and only he is a michael behem according to chobim. Masha'en came by the Beis HaKisei, a person does not have to appear before, because he goes uses the different bathrooms. It comes out, there's a difference, it sounds like the Gemara, whether it's private, and person kver mokam, or not kver mokam. So the shal is, what do with our personal bathrooms at home? Would it have a heter of kovod abrius? First, Avinu HaNagoi Smanides, he says, our bathrooms have no heter. personal, no heter. Just like by Kisam, Adam Kveh, Adam Sudasai. He also, same idea, you have your own bathroom, you should have prepared before, and you won't have had to be tilted muksa. Maisa, come on, other chenim and be maisif, Magavram, and others being down, places in the Goy Sashri. The one taina that personal bathroom to be machmer, but not if the Bnei Beisai are in the house. Now, what is the lumdus why Bnei Beisai is not looking to get a personal? So we shouldn't say two different lashonis. The one taisa in Sukkah and Daflam Avov, how he says it over, because you're going to prepare their tissue beforehand, and then others will take your tissues. Someone reason I can prepare a whole package of tissues, I don't know what my kids do with them. They disappear, I don't know what happens. People can take it. So therefore, you'll have a heter, like welcome Siburi. That's Taisa's lashon. The Vandegrift Oshi says over in Parakas, he says that the fact is that you'll prepare it, you get there, and someone else is already there. So you'll have to go use another bathroom. In fact, you have to go to another bathroom, so again, it's not your personal private bathroom. Before the Nafkamina, be a couple Nafkaminas. The way Abiyashi says over, let's say you go to the bathroom and someone's there. Now, this person who's there, you can tell them, hurry up. Or you can tell them, you know, I'm waiting. Or you're going to wait for them. So it comes out that according to Goyes Oshi, you will not have the heter. According to Taisis, Maisi will have the heter. All the Nafkaminas. Maisa, they point out that even though Abiyashi wants to be Choshi one over the other, the Magavon brings down both. The Graz brings down both. And it sounds like it goes with either Mahalach over here. That the only time to be machmor is your own personal bathroom. Mashing in the bathroom with Bnei Beisai, we'll have the heter of Kavod Abrius. It's not a shlishi over here, there's a Beis Yosef. He can't lose a taino, there's no chilik whether public or private. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. And then for the El Rav Paskins, we have a heter over here. Dr. Shulchan says two points over here. Number one, once Chazal is matter, they're matter. And number two, even the asset, so now you come to the bathroom, you have a bayab, Kavod Abrius. What to go do? I'm stuck, I need tissue, I need to do something. I have to use something that smokes over here. I have to use my racks, or whatever they're doing. So the mice comes out, the mice will be mekel also. He says, I've already prepared beforehand. You have a heter. So it comes out before that three sheets among the Rishonim of policing what to go do in the geta bathrooms. Either you have the Goyes Mani who asks everything, you have Toys the Goyes Oshri, the Magarom goes this way, the Gnaz, that depends on the case over here if it's personal or with Bnei Beisai. And then we have the Beis Yosef, if it wants Taino and our Peshukum Paskins, we have a heter in all bathrooms. The mice, there is a Kiveg over here on the Magarom, you want to say, a cool over here, but this whole machloek is dafka when the case where it's not shokach. Let's say you forgot, which is common people forget, then you'll have a heter of kavod abrius to metal to muksa to go with you to the bathroom. Now I have a hard time, first of all, if we pass like this with kiveger, because number one, before we said according to the prim godin, the psheya, the kulama, you won't have a heter. Shokach, you kulama do have a heter. So what's really in between? And second of all, mishmud is not being done inside the prim godin, is not being done inside the kiveger. So I'm not sure we have to be chush of these go with either mahalach over here. Each lotin. Maisa, you go to the bathroom, you have no toilet paper on the side of the smoke, so what to go do? So Mishmuel Maisa brings out machlokes. He has a mug of rum, the Maisa says over here to be machmer, if it's personal. The Al Rabba says Maisa to be mekel. You can maybe misaf or for shulchan shita. So if you have a heter of kavod abrius over here, Maisa is stuck. Now, once you're saying by kavod abrius, by a bathroom, you have a heter, we talk to muksa. What muksa are we referring to? We know there are seven different levels of muksa. First, a case of muksa machmas kufay avonim. That's Gemara's case. It says the Mishabura, it's called aleph, laudak avonim, even tsurivus, even anything that negates this category, you'll have a heter. That's simple. Second, by klishum lakhtala iser. Do you have a heter of kavod abrius? The simple understanding is, why in the world do you need kavod abrius for? It's sar kufay. I don't need it. If that's so, they point out, what's the case of Maducha Ktano? Again, I'm not sure how they're using this Maducha Ktano. The Gemara says they take the Maducha Ktano to go use it, the base of Kisei to Mekaneach Zatzmoy. Now, what is the Muksa Maducha Ktano? It says Rashi, Malachta the Isser. And there we have a heter for Kavod Abrius. Malachta the Isser. Coming with Kiveger on the page in the Gilead, and Beth Mimran before in Iskash and Rashi, two questions. Number one is, if it's Kalisha Lakla Isser, why do you have to cover the Brias? It's Mutatza Gufay. And number two is, Maducha, we learned Kufav Gimel, the Gemara says the Muksa is Chasan Kis. It's not Kalisha Lakla Isser. So what the world is Rashi discussing over here? So the Achrony want to answer with the Yisrael we spoke about in Chasan Kis. That's Tehil Dovid, Yishay Yisrael, and that's with Shlomo Zalman and Dar Lassian. Then is Chasan Kis only by Klishim Lakhla Isser, or even by Klishim Lakhla Heter. What we came out in the Sugyo and Sefal and Sebeis is that Chasar Kis is only by Klishim Lakhla Isser, unless the Heter you never move. unless you never move it. Otherwise, sometimes you move once in a while as kliheter, like a silver becher, you only use once in a while for a rich person. Echnami will not have the din of circus. If so, says Achon, the answer is very simple. Rashi first saying Maduch Ketana is Malach to Isser. Once the Isser, now we can make it a Chesaron Kiss. Now we have that Chesaron Kiss. Building upon that, there's a Chesaron Kiss. What? Of Kavod Abrius. The more I come, the question is why in the world do you want to say Nidin of Kavod Abrius to matter Maduch Ketana? Let's be matter. It's not the Chesaron Kufay. Come on, Rashi. Rashi is clear, sir. The if we want to come and say chesaron kiss, want chesaron kiss to matter, you need the din of kavod abrius. No, that's then we won't need. We won't have to come out to kavod abrius. Avad tzar kuvay, tzar kuvay is mutter. Like nishmak lesser.
Why is
the
beduch
ketana
chesaron kiss?
The Gemara on kavod gimel says that people are very machmed not to use it for anything else. We machmed the kray like mokon. Again, I'm not sure how we have us to relate to it. We're not sure. We don't exactly have it. There's certain things. People are very mock, but not used for other things. In the building upon this, by, is that so that a historic kiss, you have a head of Kavod Abrius? That means you already mentioned that the Beis Yosef, beginning of Simon Shinchas, is because we have different muxes out there. He says, by muxamach maskubai, we have 13 eterim hatamatal things. Sound like the Beis Yosef of Domo. Like by Chesaron Kiss, there is no heter of these 13 Atarim. The fifth heter is Kavod Abrius. Come on, the Pima Godim, he wants to be dyke in the Beis Yosef, and by Kavod Abrius, there's no heter on the Sugya of Chesaron Kiss. And therefore, Levushka seems to go this way, there's no heter of the Metatu Muksa of Chesaron Kiss of Kavod Abrius. Chesaron Kiss, oh, so one time how Chesaron Kiss is, I'm makbid for everything. My kapod is on everything. It's very frustrating over here. Just like I want to have to tell the goof, I tell the man, sad, all that. I'm very makbid on everything. Zoe said, if you got him, and he may say to him, it sounds that way. Meister by us come on the Mishabur and he says, what about a blank piece of paper? What to go do with it on Shabbos? Ask the Kanech, that's my. He says, either you can miyachid. If you not miyachid it, and you want to go use it, in the Beisak Kisai, you have a heta, ask Kavod Abrius. I point out in a fourth Mishnah that says the halacha is coming from a shulti gebarim that the kavod abrius is going to be doichel the isa muksa even by chesaron kiss.
No, but that's
chesaron kiss. Even first number one b'miyachid, but even out yichid still go use it. Right, so it says, so it sounds like against the Beis Yosef. Probably Mishnah is coming from shulti gebarim. Says the Tila David Lachura. How in the world the Beis Yosef are going to put shulti gebarim? Once they do, shatul me in the Beis Yosef. But Maisa, we point out, we have a heter of Kavod Abrius, Saibik the Isser, Saibik Chesaron Kiss, Saibik Muxamach Maskufoy. The shaila is, do we have a right in the case of Maduchat Kana? The Gemara says to go use it. The only way to go use it is putting an eight on top of it. It's nicker, says Rashi. Now, why do you have to have an eight on top of it? Make it nicker to go use it. The Bortan and Shulchan Aruch, that's time to go use it as Kavod Abrius. Rebbe Hetek, Kavod Abrius, by Chesaron Kiss. Says Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. We're coming to say, Kesik, use it even when you have other options to go use, still go use it. That means you have other racks here, and you have a Meduch Ketana. Echlami, the Meduch Ketana with an aid is nicker, they come to Miyachad to go use it to make their Chesat's money. But if you have no other racks, Echlami, Rebbe Hetek, you go use a Meduch Ketana over here. Now, practically, first of all, got tissues in his bathroom. What to go do on Shabbos? The first shell is, can you go use toilet paper? The starting point of this question is toilet paper muksa? Is it muksa? So we already discussed, we learned some Shinchas and Sefiot, that how do you look at toilet paper? Those who want taino, until you have a finished product, until you rip it, it's not a finished product. Just like a car in assembly line, it looks about maskufay. You also, the toilet paper, until you rip it, it's not usable. And therefore, come on, Yashim, Shev Kossi, Shalma Yehuda, Lucha Muxer, Rafalk, and others who want Taino, toilet paper is Muxer Mach Muskufoy. Then you have to go out of the Sugya of Kavod Abrius, but it's Mamish Muxer. Atsad Hashani, those who Taino toilet paper is not Muxer Kiyuza. Chodashani, Chaim Knievsky, Shmuel Orbach, Nishma Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos, others not Muxer. Now, the way they're saying over, it's not Muxer, there are three different ways they're saying over the Yisrael. Either the fact you say is that people can mishtamish the way how it is, so it's a finished product. It's a kli that can't be used. It's finished right now. It's not like it's on the assembly line. It's finished. Or maybe a different lotion is that you buy it this way. The fact that you buy this way, you see it's a finished product. Or, others point out, by a machat that's not finished yet, it's not the hole inside, by the pointy side, it says the Mishibur, it's a kli after why? Because it's in the nimloch, people might change their mind. People might change their mind to toilet paper on Shabbos and use it without ripping it. So you have a zimna nimloch, people sometimes use it as is, and therefore it's a kli shemach later. Might change your mind.
Yeah, but people you use it for Shabbos now.
Right? Fine, but that's zimna nimloch. Maybe.
Why is it different than
tzlos? Right, so same machlokes over there, also by tzlos. Same machlokes. I said a shlishi, come on, piskei tshuva. It says it's a kli yisr. That means you have three options. That means if it's a kli heter, no mukso. If it's kli yisr, still to use it, you have to start kufoi. If it's mukso machmas kufoi, you'll come onto the heter of kavod abrius over here. Now, I say come to the bathroom, there are no tissues. So you go use the toilet paper. So first, what do you go do? So numerous farmers say the first thing you go do is use water. Every bathroom has a sink over there. Then it's shaka maya, shemesh amogain, adan shloima, lochom benayach, b'chiyud and others. Go use water. Now, the first, to go use water, I see the shemesh amogain says, yeah, why? Even during the week I use water. What's the bio over here? What's the problem? I see by the faces by people to go use water in your hand to go wipe yourself. People are for echoed by Yitzchak of Kavod Abrius. I got you can start arguing the point. Why is that so? What bothers you? I saw one Ishan Shabbos who was Machman Fresh Wipes washing the kid with her hands. Easy, they're using tissues that rip over here. But yeah, Mavaya, you wash your hands afterwards. What's the problem? So I think maybe for the older generation, if you look at this farm, the more the older generation, for them to go use water seem to be a different society. I think most of us think it's a son of Kavod Abrius to go use water. From that son of Kavod Abrius, called Echav Echav, the din is, so you have to go use water. Again, it's not clear in the question. Let's say you're in the bathroom, and there are no tissues and no toilet paper. And you went to the bathroom, and now you look around, and there's only water. What would you do?
No choice.
What would you do?
Yeah, you got
enough dress
to go somewhere.
Else. Let's analyze. Would you use your undershirt? Use your kid's undershirt? Use water? What would you do? Let's analyze. Fine. But I think most people understand, like you're saying here, at least for people, most people in this room, that's definitely get a phone cover, but you have to go use water. The second answer that's from say over here, most from say, to go use a toilet paper, when it's mux and not the avet, cover the breath, but without ripping it. You can take it, pull it, and use it. And use it till you, whatever amount you need, without ripping it over here. I, Shalas, afterwards over there, so they point out, it really depends, if it's a private bathroom, no. Usually it's more of a public bathroom, people around, it's a kavod abrius, next person walks in, it's there. Says more Shabbos, you flush with the elbow, it's a shinoi. It's a case usually of a grumma, depends on the water works over here. And usually it's in the scabin. Grumma, it's a gracious little maestro, that's kavod abrius. Let it flush down over here. He calls it in the scabin, because that's when you're flushing into flushing what's inside. You also are masking, you're happy if it rips. You just argue the point. But still, you have a head to have a grum of mokum and tzarek for mekel anyway. And zeshinoi. Sorry? I'm not sure that's so. On this asada shlishi, but let's say in a case over here that a person thinks the little piece left behind is kavod abrius. Or a situation where the toilet paper is only a few pieces left and you can't get it to where you're sitting over here, it's too far away, and if you can't go use it. So now what to go do? Come on, Chorinim say, either go isigoy to go rip for you, or to go do a bishinoi. Unless some argue the point, what's better, meal nachri or do a bishinoi? Some say it's better to do a case of meal nachri, some do a bishinoi. Ladaf can you have to have a good to go rip for you? The who do a case of bishinoi? One that is a heter of cover the beers over here.
So it's a good old Shabbos.
Sorry?
So
it's a good Shabbos. So it's a Shmir Shabbos. It's better to go tell a good to a bishinoi. And then if he does it regularly, he'll do it by himself. Again, most of us cannot get going to our bathroom and go rip. So, Echonami, you ever had to do it with a case machinery? Now, we'll go with the Mishnah Berurah, because he doesn't want to quote the Rav Shulam Narav, so we won't quote it. He doesn't want to quote Gadol Echad, whatever the Gadol Echad is. Now, the Avi Yashba says, what does he have to rip it? Or using toilet paper, smokes or shinoi, go use a towel. If you have a towel in the bathroom, because then there's no din of mukso, there's no din of shino doing malachim. What is the heter of to do isurim whenever I go use a towel over here? So I think as Oilam says, second rule of 2 points. Number one, I don't think a game is a sugya mukso. Can we use a towel afterwards? It's mevatel klei mechanei. I'm not using it again, even until after you wash it. And number two is, I think the Oilam's faces are very clear. It's on the cover of the BS over here. It's on the cover of the BS.
What's your mask in essence? What's the mask good for?
What?
I said
machloisha shuffle. I said machloisha. I said the exact amount of name is 6 and 6. I think I said, just to make sure that no one picks sides more than the other. A couple of numbers might be more.
Yeah, but it's good. So they got the 6.
Lachomra, I hear.
Cool.
Because two. Oh my God. Now in Sif Aleph over here. Noch Indian in the gate of Kabbalah Bias is Mitzvah Suga Vayt Sol. Rambam brings down, someone say, Rashi Shita, you won't have a heter from a Kamal Shus Yochid only in the Chatzar. Rashi Yochid, Toysir Shita, you have a heter from Kamal Shus Yochid. That means, do we have a heter Vayt Sol, Malach Lamaisa, Mitzvah Suga Kabbalah Bias? So Mishmua Paskins, he says, the Iker is like Toysir Shita, according to Ali Rabo, that we have a heter not only of Tiltum Mukso, we have a heter also from Shus Yochid to Shus Rabbim. Shus Yochid, sorry, a caramelist to Shus Yochid. About to be a heter. However, he's Moses two protiv two tonight. Number one, in a caramelist, that's a machloikis. Example, Shishim Riboy, in Shkur, the Bialochas, I think machloikis 11 verse 12, and Simon Shin Mem Hei. What a caramelist that is less than Shishim Riboy, what the loch is a caramelist Shus Yochid, or Shus Rabbim, how do you look upon it? So, if it's not Lukuliyam, a caramelist, says the Moses must be Machmer. And number two, says the Shared Siyam, of course, the Eli Rabo, that since in a private bathroom, as machlokes are placekim, Akam, the Eli Rabo wants to be makel, but since over here it's a double machlokes, maybe the one of the heter according to Rashi also be machmer in a private bathroom. One of the heter, the case of the kamlish, two shus yochid. Then the geta itself, it's very important in Klal to know, halacha we paskin, that shus yochid to shus yochid, derech shus rabim, is the geta halacha of drabonans. If the geta mil nochri, numerous times this case has happened, we're talking about a case of drabonans over here. But another cloud night saw, it says the Prima Godim, you do something that's pachas and medal amas. Says the Prima Godim, where am I getting it from? So the fact that Rashi says enough pay Aleph from an Aleph to go move pachas and medal amas, the question is, the halacha is everyone can always, in the outcome of Bias, carry things less than dal amas in Rosh Hashanah. So why is Rashi less than dal amas? So the Prima Godim, he means pachas through dal amas, less through three amas and three amas and three amas and three amas. That means even though we pass halacha lamais and shin memei, they cannot do less than Amos numerous times, only once and that's it. Last couple of years, going to be Mekel and do it numerous times. Just a Lamashal if you want. Again, I used to live in my parents' house, by Vlapush, and on 7th, that's right off Ocean Parkway. I used to dive in a tank that was on Ocean Parkway. So if you go back and forth to Shul, and let's say there's an offer from the Field Pekalach, and the kid didn't get exactly what he wanted. So I've seen numerous times that we would be crossing, other people crossing the Ocean Parkway, which is around the Kuliyama, and the kid will decide, he didn't get what he wanted, he'll sit down in the middle of Ocean Parkway. Whether it's my brother or others, they'll just sit down in the middle of Ocean Parkway, we're not going. Now, cars don't like that. They honk. There's a kid there, what do you go do? So the eitz is, Pachas, Pachas, Medal, Amos, besides the Sugya Meme, Chaydei, Shazatzmoy, we've done it, I've seen people do it. You take the kid, less than 4 amas, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Then aside, let him skim his head off. With myself, it's out of studio, covered up for years, because otherwise it's very, very embarrassing. I've been there, I walked away, let other people do it, like my brother. Fine, but with myself, it's embarrassing. You have a head down, covered up for years over here.
That's why that food's a good. That's the reason
that food's a good. That's the reason that food's a good. Now, in the studio, in the Simish Yabay, is Kamul the Mechabrits of Hades above. The scholars come down before a David study the gate of the Sugya Muksa. There is a question, is there a Muksa that's something that's Mechubar, something that's attached? That means we know there's Muksa on Kalim or on racks or different objects. Is there such a concept of Muksa on Mechubar? Maybe Chazal never put Muksa on Mechubar. No, sir. Has no use. That means basically, the person go over to grass and move it with his hands. Go with a flower and bend it to him and go smell it over here. Is there an Isser to Muksa? Now, Dalsa Zakarko, we see over here, we learned already in Simish Nechas of Kess, that locally it's not either a clear corner of Rashi, it's not Mukhan the total, but it's only to be attached on, but it's not made to go place to place. But once attached, you can open and close, it's made to open and close. But some, a flower, is it made to go back and forth? Is there a head over here? A door that comes off is a Baya Inglis Chaber. But the grass is attached right now. The person have a right to move back and forth. So the halacha in Sivav really depends how you learn it. Sivav says, "Meknech b'Shabbos basam in the grass lachem afilim chubarim b'levad shlo yazizam." You cannot move this grass over here. Now, why can a person not move this grass? What's the reason behind it? Says the Maharam, the reason why he can't move it, it's muksa. Grass on Shabbos is muksa. Says the Taz and Simon Shulam above, grass on Shabbos is muksa. I affect the Toys of Shabbos, using the grass to the Kanechas Hatsmoy. How are you going to wipe yourself without moving the grass? Says the people got it. Very simple. You do a tilt of a goofy. Alright, everyone got the point, I think? You're looking at me? Alright, you do a tilt of a goofy, that's even Kanechas yourself. So that's what the Maharam says. You cannot move grass by yadayim because grass the mice says moksa. Brought down by Trisol, the grass, the kitzur tildovin, and Lewis poskim is banenu paskin that mice are things in the mechuber are moksa. Chalkas Yaakov, Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Yashiv. After the sheni, come on the Beis Yehuda. He quotes the Taz. It says we do not find anywhere Chazal said is moksa on karko. We see there's a din over here of Shem Yitloish. A gzeiro, something that also shtamish be ilon, but Chazal never made karka muksa. There's no muksa. So in the schaber, not made the total. But karka is muksa, loy metzinu. And therefore the El Rabba quotes the Mogar Rome and says, ve'einu nochen, it's incorrect. Tosho Shabbos goes this way. Machzor Shekel says, where are you coming from? V'nar Torah, na'ar Shalom, migdeishai, v'aruch ha'shulchan, ma'ar Mordechai. There is no din of muksa at all. So come down, mamash mikotz al kotzer. Something that attached, is it muksa not? But Avram and the Tanna say something attached grass the mice is muksa on Shabbos. Atzad Hasheni, those were tiny. There is no din of muksa, whatever use and no use over here. Chazal never asked it. It's like Eichlam is motor, Kisra Kodesh is motor. Mice like grass the mice, there is no muksa over here. And there are all those who pass this way. The Shagamaya, the Bialimer, the Chavah. There's no muksa on Chametz Mechubel Karko. Shalos held the Mishmur Paskin. Mishmur over here by Sif Hay. Says when you mekneich ba'asavim, the words are that a person has to make sure shlo yazizam. So I said, "Bav shlo yazizam." Says, "Oh, we're not to mazizam them, but asam lachem." What's the reason? Says the mishabura, "Why?" Bayam says, "Sugav tlisha." You might come to rip it out. Says in the shaitzin, "Why the tlisha?" To like magavram. Magavram says the sugav is muksa. Says the mishabura, "There's no muksa mechub lekarko." The sugav means that idea of tlisha. Boyd, go back to the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Kotun Yud Zayin. You can ask Basavim. Why says the Mishnah Berurah? Do you have a muksa?
That's fine.
Fine. That's true.
But it's
also
it's
also. What's also? Well, is there. Can you go over to a flower, bend it, and smell it? No, it's no Shem Yitlosh. It was not made. No, again, it's only more than three Tvachim. And it's only, no Shem Yitlosh on that. No Shem Yitlosh on that. So, and there's also Mishavu and Simon Shalom above. Also, they said, Lachur, there's no Issa Muksa Abi Mukhabur. Asad Hashani, and Simon Shin Ches Sif Chav, over there by the Cher Shal Dekel, come on Mishavu, bring down the Sugya, the Gemara, and Daf Kuf Kofay. The Gemara over there discussing by a Zemara, by a branch, you want to go use it on Shabbos, says the Mishavu to Mishdamish with it. More than three about its also, even less than three tvachim, he says to be machshava upon it to make it ois muksa will not work. You have to a maisa connect this zemayo to the kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah that a branch less than three tvachim is muksa on Shabbos, black and white. He says it's muksa over here, unless you do a maisa to connect to the kli over here. Zvektim is achreinim. It sounds like the mysterious Mishnah Berurah. Best they point out, the Tosafot Shabbos had the same stira for Ketila David. Do you hold there is no muksa, or there is muksa, and how does Kama muksa? Based on question from Kniewski, he said Sarachin. So in between Malach, the way they want to answer the Mishnah Berurah, Kamal Mishnah Mazalman, Kamal Mekodeshani, the one taina, not Mechubah there is no muksa, and not Mechubah there is muksa. Mechubah is commander lesser. That means it won't make something muksa, and it won't make something ois muksa. Bira Dover. When you have grass, at least in the Zman of Chazal, grass, Maisa was Michael Behemo. So I had a use on Shabbos. It was a Muksa. So the fact that it's connected, I can't go use it. Mechubah will not make something Muksa. Zemayo, a branch, when it's disconnected, which Omis Lasaka was Muksa. So therefore, that's connected, will make it Ois Muksa. That means mechuba is not in play whether to make an ice mukhsa or not mukhsa, says the Shlomo Zalman, the Chodesh Rami. Either way. That means again, there are certain shittas saying there is no mukhsa at all. Again, the base shittas said clearly there is no mukhsa. The other time that there is mukhsa, mechuba makes it mukhsa. Mishmur says no. Before the Avon says the Chodesh Rami and the Shlomo Zalman, mechuba did not play any part. It will be disconnected. It won't be mukhsa, connected won't be mukhsa. Disconnected is mukhsa, connected is mukhsa over here. The other they discuss, what about grass today? It's grass today, the maise is a mukhsa. They point out, before it's not like liknuach, it's not like the Michael behemel. And therefore, Kamung Biyashir, he says anything is mukhsa, but the maise is mukhsa. So the vada is mukhsa. Kamung Shomazaman, he says anything is mukhsa, does not make a mukhsa. But it's not mukhsa, because today the maise was disconnected, it has no use. The Shalman Yehuda, when he brings down this grass today, mukhsa, says, yes, from Shalman Yashiv, they said for two different reasons. One went, like the Mokavam and the Tanas, the Maisa also is Mokhobar. And one went, like the Mishmur, he said, Lashitosai, the Maisa is Manazet, which disattached, has no use, not Maisa Baimo, therefore it's mukhsa. If so, what about flowers today? So, if you go like Shalman Yashiv, Maisa, there is mukhsa to go bend, and it will be a problem.
Attached flowers.
He said there is no mukhsa. He said that Shabbos, you can bend it and smell it. The Shitosai. What are flowers? Are they bayimid to be smelled or not? What are most flowers? Maybe it depends where they are, where they're growing over here. Most flowers, when you walk in the street, what are they for? What's the mitzias? I mean, stop playing where they are, what the places are. When they're disconnected, will they not be mukhsa? I think most flowers in the Rosh Hashanah are not. It's not arguing the point, debate for knowing that. But again, you have to realize.
The client is for knowing.
Why are they there?
If so, if it's a mechuba's mukhsa, what about all these switches that when the switch is not working anymore, let's say the Shabbos clock turns it off, you have bayam mechuba lekarko. That's interesting. Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about it. They start off mechuba lekarko, but then they really switch to a different concept that once a person banished moshes cannot do the switch, that's it's mukhsa, making the fire go off, fire go on. They come on Shabbos, you have bayam and sugya migidus katsoi. And therefore, let's say a person has Shabbos and shuas, and he wants to, let's say, take out the crackpot. He made shulot on Shabbos. He comes yontif. He wants to take out the plug. We're going to Shabbos take out the plug. So the maase said nothing's changing over here in the crackpot. On the tzav, we do not call it the chaznish that there's no bayam and sugya disconnecting circuits. You might also have a bayam and sugya mukso. I'm making this katsoi. So how take your making this katsoi to tilt the begufay to connect the plug with your mouth. Otherwise, the chuyam bayam and sugya mukso over here. Another case building upon the sugya mechuba lekarko. You have all these signs that are connected to the wall. They start peeling off. Can a person pick it up to go read the sign over here? So the Shama Yudi is al Yashim and the Shitosai says, Smuchub le Karko, Mukso. This is Shlomo Zalman, he said, Lashitosai. Well, if it's disconnected, it's not Mukso, on the wall also not Mukso. So if you can pick up the sign to go read it, Machalik is again in Shlomo Zalman, the Yashim, the Shitosai and the Sugi over here.
What about the timer that's attached to the wall again?
Timer you silly cannot because timers are stop. The Chashmal is going through the timer. You can only take the plug out of the timer. The timer you can't take out. So maybe we'll learn that with the sugya problem. It's all the same question, same shiloh. From Zalman's custom, when he says change your pegs, we'll have the sugya mukhsa. There are different pegs out there. Similar idea, so same question. Now, just a little bit of oro, I see numerous times people, when they're in places with the grass, whether it's in the Tzibarim or the mountains, sit down on the floor, which is fine, moving the grass. Then with a hand, they go over the grass, they move it back and forth. Is there a baya? Is that mutter or is that osur? Is that mutter or is that osur? No, grass today, before, is not Michael Behemo. What is it?
Where are the mountains?
No, any camp, any bitsimmer.
Maybe
it's meant
to sit on.
They sit on. That's true. But make for your hand all back and forth.
That's
the sitting upon them makes it clear. I see the show sits cookies in the stopik, locha mukhs in the stopik. Not that simple. Yishtu domi kala kan. The lambu backs.
What's the stuff?
No, it's a question. Another question is when it goes back to where it is, are you really moving anything? The question is when you shake your car, it goes back and forth and stays in the same place. Is there's a pole in the street, and you bank it, it goes back and forth and stays in the same place. Well, the question is, that considered tilt or not?
You wouldn't be allowed to lean on the ground.
With your feet to your left, your body to your left. That's a good point. It's a similar question, a similar idea.
How are you supposed to get up?
Mask it. Now, until. Now, at the end of the sif, I mean, basically, most of the sif discussing in the cover BS, and you get tilt or muksa, and you get to cigarette. So, other idea, other than yonim, is cover BS matching other malachas also? So, Sif Yudah really is causing different malachas. That means the Gemara and Be'er Daf on Beis is causing, can you make a moishiv to the Beis HaKisei, a chair to sit upon, to have a sugya of Bin Arai. The Gemara is very clear, Bin Arai is Ischabana of the Bin Kfar. Therefore, it's a sugya of Kavad Abriyas, you have to sit upon something, you go to the Beis HaKisei, therefore, like Gazu. That means you took the idea of Kavad Abriyas, and Matam Malachas, Bin Arai. You get to oil Arai. That's a person who wants to make something as an oil to sit upon also. Come over here, the Mugavram Negraz, they want to know that all Arai Maisa would not have the heter. Avnezer says that way. Atzad Hashani, Mishbura, he brings down the El Rab, the Mordechai, Mordechai, it says it is a heter of all Arai. Now the question is, what exactly is the Machlokes over here? Do you have a heter? Boino, you have a heter of Boino Arai. Oil is a toldo Boino. So why should oil Arai not have a heter? If you need it, Kavad Abriyas, should have a heter. If you not need it, Kavad Abriyas, should not have the heter. Well, what's the Machlokes over here? So when the Machlas Shekel, how he sets it up, you have to learn the sugya of oil. The cloud to get to oil is, you do something backwards, it's mutter. That means to make walls and put something on top is oil. To put something on top and make walls is mutter. What's the get to Arai? If so, says Machlas Shekel, the reason why to be Machm over here is, why do an oil be Isser, making walls and then put something on top to make a Moishav over here, a seed over here, do it backwards, the other way around. To a situation where you do first hold the top, put the walls over there, come along the Torah Shabbat says, I don't myself why those are being prepared, being made over here. So, because when you go to the basic Kisa, you go by yourself. And by yourself, it's very hard to hold the roof on top and put the walls on the side. As Kavad Abriyas, you have a head to also go by yourself and you do not have to do it backwards to not to bring your friend to go to where you want to go to the basic Kisa. So, give me a shikol das question. I forget, bring your friend and have a sugar oil. It sounds like it's a sign, machligis, not really our sugar. Another example, come along the Master Shekel, bring down the place of Shabbos. Says, let's say a person has a runny nose and he has a mustache over there. He wants to clean it. Yeah, but yeah, schit on Shabbos. What's your head over here? How can you blow your nose on Shabbos? You have ears inside. It's a schito. Says the Machzah Shekel from the Taisha Shabbos, Kavad Abriyas. That's it, don't worry about it. Kamluk has initially discussed having the person go in the Beis HaKisei, a type of offer, a type of curl, sugar of lush over here. So he says, if you stuck, you know the option. You have a sugar of Kavad Abriyas over here.
What, the races are different? So
depends, no, there could be even durances over here. Depends how you're doing it. Depends why, how, what, when. I'm saying the malach would be clolius. That means. What? There's no heter derises. There are. You, by let's put it by losh, the scenery pass can make is more totally rabbanon. Right, it's only a scene, there's no gibel over here. I know it's mixing it up. Right? The gayet is chit to the floor, by Cyrus also only rabbanon we pass, you don't pass the derises. The gayet to gazes. Kamlu Nishma Shabbos says, let's say a person has to mekneich himself and he has a lot of cyrus over there. He says, to go cut the cyrus is only the rabbanon because only the machinery will say, don't worry about it, tell us your good glazes. The gate is Seveya. There's a known shaila, everyone likes discussing, stick to one case and say the problems. Akala had chubas nido. Her lel mikvah is Friday night. Shai brachas. The shaila is what to go do in the gate of the sugya of makeup. That means you learn the lachan simin shne gimel at the end. Putting on makeup is only dinner abonim. Can she go to the mikvah, take off all the makeup, and come out of the mikvah Friday night and tell the guy to put on makeup on her face? That's covered up, yes. Or do you tell her, doich the mikvah? Or do you tell her, go to the mikvah with makeup on? It's only no, he's not a chatzitz over here. What do you go say? Well, no, just clean yourself, go to the mikvah, come out. Four different options. The same with chok is man. In the Perek Vav, he went around to eight different gedolim asking this question, whether Biyashiv, Don Feinstein, the Mitzgerelis, or Scheinberg, and others, Meister, what to go do? And the Mamish, they said different things. Makotza, Kotzer. So those want to tie up Dechel Tfilo, those want to say Meister Tfilo with makeup on, those want to tie up Eskigoy, and they'll say no, nothing, no option. Meister, there's a stark sorrow, as Rav Neventhal says, and others, the Meister go Eskigoy to go do it. Go to Mikvah, walk to Mitzvah. You come out, it's very embarrassing. I think the reason why people do not want to tell a guy to go do it, because I've seen this heter taking more than kala by Shabbos Shabbos. That means let's say Shabbos Friday night mikvah, and you invite a guest, and the Isha comes home, she has no makeup on, she's very embarrassed. Her parents are there, her in-laws are there, even worse. So she has to have makeup over here. So she go tell the guy, is there a het over here? Cover the brias. You know what? I want my in-laws to a neighbor, a sister. You know what? I'm bashing with my husband. So I've seen this heter take step by step the case. My husband sees now makeup. How could that be? Cover the brias over here. She can't see me naturally over here. The whole point of putting on makeup is to have a natural look. Fine, but not really natural look. So it could be that we're placing a much more machmas. It seems strange, but Kiddush by Shalom Zafar, missing drinks over here. Yes, good guy. But Shabbos Shem Brachas, a kalo, put a makeup, la placing a machmer. I think there's a part of the Shigal Das question, to get a cover of this, is how far people extend things. You have to be sometimes take into account that maybe if you do pass in a kalo by Shem Brachas, put on makeup, don't say it in print. I mean, even though I think a lot of places will say it not in print, don't write it in print. Because then people will take it to when their in-laws come, and then I'll take it when their husband's around, and myself, I'm embarrassed, look in the mirror, so it looks like that Brius. So there's an extension why I think the Svarm sometimes are much more machman cover the Brius, because they take into account what the Tetzel will come out, again, maybe not in print, they'll be much more makeable. Now, in the end of the sermon, by the case of this Beis Akisa, in the Gate of Sugar of Oil, in the Gate of Sugar of Baino, we're having this racks that was setting up over here to go to use as a Moshe of the seat of the Beis Akisa. These racks, are they mukso or they're not mukso? That means we're saying, as Kavla Brias, we can come along to be Mat the Sugar of Baino. Would Kavla Brias also Mat the Sugar of Tilton Mukso of Onim? A piece for you say, well, we're just on the whole sermon. The Knech is after his mutter. So the question really is there a head to only to wipe yourself? Total Muksa, or in the ghetto, all cases of Total Muksa. So come along the Mishabru and it brings down the Yom Shlomo, the Al Rabba, the Ramadak that we're in Rashi. Shaitin says, no Diak in Rashi. The Locha of Total Muksa is only Lekneches Atzmoy. And the Heta to move these racks over here is only Lekneches Atzmoy, and not to make the Mishab over here. Are you moving the racks over here? It must be the racks of Mukhan who appeared before, and the racks of the Meister were not Muksa. The Svara, you should know what the Svara is. I could ask me a question, I'll be in Chlor right now, the way. The Loch we said already, in Simon Shinchot Beis, which Shmuel brings down, let's say you want to clean in your teeth, your toothpick, something matunaf over here. When you go to Kiddush, not a place you're supposed to prepare beforehand, the Loch is that covered up, you can create the toothpick and take out the food between your teeth. So you see, you can be tattled over here, Mokso, in the case, to clean your teeth. For the Teretz is, yes, like the Knech is Asmoy. Tinaf on the glove, unless you have a heter. That means, yes, we see we have a heter to clean your body. But take the heter more than that, says the Mishmur. That means you want to make a moisture with the Beis Akisa, there is no heter. Now, Yish Lod again clear with the Svar why that's so, but let's make certain cases out of it. For example, I was once in the Kilos Meitaro by Reuben, and the toilet seat was disconnected. Can you pick up the toilet seat in my Reuben Shul or my parents' house or any place else like that, that comes disconnected on Shabbos and go use it? And I'll pick it up. So the Shmei Shabbos and the Chodesh Shani says, Maiso, why not pick it up and go use it? You're not connecting it. What's the problem? Go use it. Maiso have a hard time to understand why they're saying allowed to pick it up and go use it. Of course, it should be a problem. I went to have Reuben then, I asked him, the Shul, get the Isser. He says, this is Shemi Yitaka. Lochan Simish Nches, Sivta Zayin. You might come to put it back inside. And therefore, Nevetzal and Sham Nisan, Simcha Bonim, they ask Al Shem Yitaka. Upon that, it'll come out. If that's so, we could have a term over here. That means, let's say in the case it cannot be fixed, or only Uman can fix it, or use it by Oidiyim, which we got involved in the Shabbat we discussed then. Who used it by Oidiyim? I have to use it by Oidiyim, or your use is good enough for me? Interesting, Shaila, if your use is good enough for me. L'chura, you have not the reason why it's also. It's Dals is a bias. What's the law of Dals a bias? Says the Mishabur, Prima Godim. By the case of Lul Shal Tana Girl, you have a case of Tzirim over there. That's Dals is a bias. And therefore, where they're broken, Erev Shabbos, broken Shabbos, even the Schab over here, therefore, Dals is a bias. That means without Shem Yitoka, Dals is a bias. Bible says Lul Chamokso, Shal Menachem Biskei Tshuvo. And also, I see the Erev Shabbos, at least in print, he says, Noch Havitzin. You have Bayab, Dals is a bias. Now,
it's not called
Summer Beers, it's even to do it. Well, let's step by step. Now, once we have a din of das abayis, does yichud help? Be mishtamish before it helps. L'chura das abayis is not like shem yitoka. That means somehow the Archa Shabbos, luchamukza biskachuva, they say there isn't das abayis, and then if you miyachid or you mishtamish before, you'll have a heter. I don't understand why that's so. L'chura they're mixing up two sugyas. Sugya Shem Yitoka will have this heter, because no Shem Yitoka, I used it before. And Dal Sabayis, why is it Mukso? It's not a Kli. Why is it again not being Kli? It's not Mukhla Total. Not Mukhla Total, it's Mukso Mitzad, not Mukhla Total. It's like a rackle beer. Mukso Machmas Kufay. Yichel Elam Maskim. You're not Miyachid at Loilam, you're not prefixed. It's not made to Miyachid. It's not made to Miyachid one Shabbos. It's made to fix. And what's not the Derech in Yichel Elam?
It's not
Skamul doesn't want to throw in the svara of Kavod HaBrias. Skamul Simchabonim, Kamul Shami Yonison, you didn't Kavod HaBrias. 2 points. Number one, we just said the Mishnah Berurah, the Tatal Muxi, you had to Kavod HaBrias, what? Lekameach, not for the Moshav. That's mamish the case in the Mishnah Berurah. Like Mishnah Berurah began Yesh Oimim, Yom Shloim the El Rabo, we're quoting a Tyler.
That's about oil mamish.
Okay, he's talking about moving the racks, not oil, again. No. He's talking about, can I move the wax to make the toilet seat? Can I move the toilet? He's talking about moving wax. Can I move the wax to max that? Wax have not been muxa, he says. We move before Shabbos wax. That means this toilet seat has to be not muxa. Because I'm showing the Al-Rabba, be lost yesh, I'm masking. It says over here, it has to be only etel kenech, not mitzad the sugil muxa. So the throw in the swar of cover of Venus, yesh, lot, and aleph. Second is, a couple people will fact back. Is that really a concern of cover of Venus? Let's face it, you have a seat over here that's porcelain, and you have a seat that's plastic. Lisa, what do people do on plastic? You have to sometimes clean it because it depends what's going on over here, what's happening over here. Fine. Lisa, what would you do if there's no plastic and then only bathroom here? You use a porcelain. Why is the person more mephonic on the porcelain than the plastic? You know what happens on the plastic? You know what goes on in these public places? The same thing happens in the porcelain. What's the difference? Why is a person more for echoed on the porcelain than the plastic?
The lights are off by
7.
There's no lights.
So, I'm not clear why people are. And what would you do if not? You'll just put paper in there and sit down. So what's the difference over here? Yesh Lodin. What do you. Plus, the real public ones, everyone puts some of these. They tell me they really put things down because they are for echoed. But Yesh Lodin, Yesh Lion. But Mishnah Berurah says you have no heter. According to Yamshu Shleimo. Before she missed the brewer. Take another case. When you go to the bathroom and there's soap inside. Now we discussed white soap, blue soap inside. Is it mukso? Are you allowed to leave it there of Tzveya? We came out with the Bayam, no more with that sugar Tzveya, we learned it. We discussed also Mamachek, we discussed also sugar Moyle Reyach. Take a Bayam with the sugar Tzveya. Now, number one, are these soaps, are they mukso or not? So, those one taino, it's not mukso. Whether it's a shulchan, you'll say you're prescribed shuvas. Well, I'm telling myself, most people can say it's mukhsa machmas kufay. But my shuvah is this question, Dine Fisher, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shani, Rabbi Zilber, and others. My shuvah is mukhsa machmas kufay. You come to the bathroom, the soap's there. What do you go do? So this one will give you five different choices what to go do. Rabbi Nashik Kalani has a shuvah in the chalik tazvav. He says, shuvah, the little ones say it's a bayat used on Shabbos. He always makes it there's no problem. Not severe, not this, not that. He has a bunch of svaras. And therefore he says, go use the bathroom flush, no problem. There's no problem using soaps. Atzeda Sheni, the Adon Yashbi says, it's a kli shumach l'isser. Not mukhsa machmas kufay, kli isser. To just like fill in the room is being ma'akev from your tashmish, if you hear the soap, it's being ma'akev from using the toilet. So take this soap out with your hands, be a dayim. Take it out. That's Atzeda Shlishi. Well, if I can say it's kufay. What? I love for the back if it's for the other person. Is the Torah Kufay using Yeser? Yesh Lotan. Maybe. Al Sada Shlishi, the Chodesh Shani says that since it's only Tzvei of Drabonon, Sheva Taisa Odev, start leaving it around, say Echlami, go flush. At Sada Revi, come with Kintori Balocho, he says, the Maisa, if it's not your Besa Kisei, Sloy Nichle, then can leave it in. If it's Nichle, Chodesh Baya, and then what you should do is go tell someone else to go flush. Give him a shalai nichalei. Maybe you haven't had to cover the beers over here. Asad Chamishi, come on the Archa Shabbos, says, the maestro, you should first do it mitatel begufa. If you can, kick it with your foot, which I've tried and it usually falls inside, not too good. Take it out with your mouth. I think people think it's something covered abrius over here. Elamai said, Arkha Shabbos, what do you do? Go do? You take it with your hand and take it out of the het of covered abrius. Now you have to realize, he just said a het of covered abrius as not leknei chazatzmoi. Chura noche makor. Now here, practically, to go take it out, before... No, that's right. He's worked out very good. He got this Mishnah Berurah. No. It's only Yesh. The Mishnah said, practically, what to go do? The good time, first of all, maybe it's only a Kli Yes or Kli Yeter. But see if, over here, the Mishnah had to cover the Brias. Plus, you have Sforos over here. Maybe you can take it out. Again, maybe it's Kli Yeter. Maybe it's Kli Yes or Tzor Kufoy. And Void, maybe you have to cover the Brias, so maybe that's why people would take it out. What? Again, that's a good question. Why? Again, I'm not clear this. I looked up the Mishnah in El Rabo. I'm not clear what the story is. But they say it. Mishnah Berurah brings down there's no heter till to mukso only by kiyas lekaneach. This is the end of one last case. The get to chashmal in general, the get to kavod bris and chashmal. Now, when we learn to sugya chashmal, someone says it's rabbanon, someone says it's deraisa, and chilu chosh is deraisa. Mocham serf by milu nochi, we give a get of rabbanon. So let's say, for example, someone's in the hospital for some odd reason, and they have a couple of weeks over Pesach. And then, you know, to get the nurse, you have to push the button. Now, push the button, you have a bite and tell the Sugim Chashmal. You have to go to the Pesach Kisei, and you're like tied to the bed, and the pipes going in and out of you, and all these machines connected to you. So, the Maisa, what do you go do? So, it says the Isra Blashim, the Shemir Shabbos goes this way also. He says, very simple. You do a machinery, cover B.S. Pesach Kisei, Chashmal, especially maybe Chashmal is Rabbanon, no problem. You push the button machinery. Now, do they come or not? There's another whole story. Maybe they won't come. Fine, but if they...
Even if there's a sad, they won't come, you still have to...
Because you're doing that's called the beers, yeah. One time I was... Mamish, yeah. Yeah.
Chaz Nishol. What? Chaz Nishol, the miracle?
Yeah, do machinery. Even Chaz Nishol, the miracle, yeah. Because do the machinery. A second case discussed by motion detectors. Now, the way I'm Shlomo Zalman, he starts discussing this question. Let's say a person went to a phone booth to make a phone call to call a doctor. Now, I'm not sure everyone knows what a phone booth is. Pamela was once, you know, that phones and telecards and booths were Superman changes, right? Fine. So, a phone booth. So you go in, usually when you close the door, naturally closes, the light goes on. Now, you call the doctor out to call Nefesh. You're stuck down in this phone booth, everyone's looking at you, and they're like, okay, so get out. And you're like, can't get out. And you know, what are the options to go do? So, Shlomo Zalman says, to stand there all day, you have dinner covered up abrius. And therefore they discuss other cases. Let's say it's today more common that you go to a hotel and there are sensors over there and you go into the bathroom and the door closes and the light goes on. Or you go to use the urinal and you stand there and all of a sudden you realize there's a sensor here. I walk away, it flushes. Now what do I do? So one answer that they say is you put a rock there to block the sensor, or you tell the guy to put his hand there and you walk away and the guy can do whatever you want. You can sit there and sit away. But sometimes you tell the guy, can you put your hand there? He's like, Rabbi, I don't know what you want, but I'm not putting my hand there. So now, what do you do? So they point out that the idea of kavod abrius, human dignity, is not to stand there all day. Again, they bring over a maaser echad gadol in the city of Kippur in this Beis HaKisei. But if, especially if people realize and see that you're there, come along the Issa of Shlomo Miller and Rav Bosner, Rav Belsky, and Mil Nachri, and Shlomo Zalman, the chuyah of a heter of kavod abrius. Again, there is a mishmur once mechalik kavod abrius in gedolim uktanim. The actions with the man not mechal between the two, same sigil here. And numerous poikim say that practically, if you're embarrassed to stand there all day, whether it's in the phone booth or in the bathroom, you'll have a heter of human dignity. It's very embarrassing to stay there all day. Yeah, now, obviously, nice. If at the end of Shabbos and you can stay there another 20 minutes, no problem. But otherwise, it's, you have hours staying there, it's not that simple. One more case. Now, let's say the Beis HaKisei in your house, the light goes off. Happened this past Shabbos, because I give Kabur about it, otherwise it never happens. So fine. So the light goes off, and now the question is, can you get the light to go on? Is the chesson of kavod abrius having no lights in the bathroom? Now, the simple understanding is, when you have adults around, most of us know how to do it by heart, and therefore there's no chesson of kavod abrius. But when you have children around, even when there are lights, they somehow miss. So when they have no lights on, it makes things even worse. And you can really argue stark that there's a bayach, son of kavod abrius, if there's zero light in a place over here, because people won't be misunderstood well, take care of concepts well, whether wiping themselves, whether hitting, I don't know how they miss, what goes on over there. There are issues to deal with. So there's certainly a starkest for it. The certain times you get the head of human dignity and take care of the chashmal, how to give the chashmal, whether it's asking a guy or whether you get a bal shalom doing bashini itself bashini. Each lord as far as what to deal with over here. By Be'ez Hashem, we have a test on Yom Shlishi right after Shavuos. One of us was supposed to start on Shavuos over here. On Yom Sheni, we'll try to give a chaburo on Chazaro on Simon Shemekes and that's Fachu Rabba. After chaburo, obviously, the recording will be sent out for those who, for some reason, keep today's Yom Tov. That's Fachu.